Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Henry Blackaby is the author of the best-selling book, Experiencing God, which has been an encouragement and help to many thousands of people. Yet what impresses me about this man is not his public ministry, regardless of how remarkable and effective it has been. Along with his wife, Marilyn, Dr. Blackaby will someday leave behind a legacy far greater than the fact he is a best-selling author. You see, Henry and his wife Marilyn raised 5 children as pioneer missionaries in Canada, 4 sons and a daughter. All 5 of the children are now making their marks as Christian leaders. The 4 boys have all earned PhDs. One is a seminary president, one a pastor in Norway, and 2 others are serving churches in North America. Their daughter Carrie is a career missionary serving in Germany. As I view his accomplishments, Henry Blackaby's greatest achievement is that of a successful hands-on dad who never confused the importance of his children with the prominence of his ministry. I attended the graduation of a young man Guidelines has helped put through seminary where Dr. Blackaby's son Richard serves as president. As Dr. Blackaby and I were chatting, I asked him the same question I have asked many successful parents. How do you account for the fact that your children have followed in your footsteps and have served the Lord? This gray-haired grandfather thought pensively for a moment and then replied, 2 things. We stayed focused and stayed close to them. That was his formula, which worked. It's needless to tell you that vast numbers of people, many of whom are believers themselves, look back and ask the sobering question, why? Where did we go wrong raising our kids? Yes, I understand that every child comes into the world with a will of his own, and ultimately, every youngster decides whether he will embrace the faith of his parents or put God to his back and go the other way. But I have also learned that the Blackaby formula works when you model the message in your life and keep your focus at the same time you stay close to your children. Parenting is one of the last holdouts of the amateur. To drive a car, to practice medicine, to serve as an architect, it all requires a certain level of proficiency, which is demonstrated by licensing. But raising a child, one of life's most important responsibilities, is often a haphazard, let them grow up on their own sort of affair. Staying focused means you need a parenting plan. Your objective is to raise a youngster to know God, to follow his son Jesus Christ, to embrace Christian values, to have character and integrity. And staying close to your kids means you take time to be part of their lives. It's not simply a control issue, but a lifestyle issue, which also means loving a child enough to say, this is right and that is wrong. The time to get serious about parenting is not when you have a teenager and all of a sudden you realize that you are on a collision course, a battle of wills, and the desire is there to see your kid pack up and leave home. Parenting begins long before your child ever comes into the world when you as a couple decide, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. The Blackaby parenting formula works. Stay focused. Stay close to your kids. And someday you too will be able to look back and say, thank God, I'm humbly grateful. Long ago, God told Abraham, for I have chosen him so he will direct his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing what is right and just. He's chosen you for the same reason. Long ago, Scripture said, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. That means you have a job to do, and with God's help, you can. I'd like to invite you to visit our Guidelines website at guidelines.org for resource materials that will help you. Write to Guidelines at guidelines.org.